Ladies, gentlemen, and those not restricted by binary definitions of gender, welcome to the ad spot for Into the Grid. Ladies, gentlemen, and those not restricted by binary definitions of gender, welcome to the ad spot for Into the Grid. Another actual play D&D podcast, similar in goofs and tone to role-playing and role-playing. Come check us out if you want to follow along with the audio misadventures of the GRU. You can find us wherever major podcasts are sold, as well as not sold. This is for free. And provided, podcasts are provided for free. It's a service we do for you. You're welcome. You can also find us on Twitter at Into the Gridge. Gridge is spelled like fridge, but with a G. Now, without further ado, enjoy this episode of Role Playing and Role Playing.
Hello there. It's me, Nicodemus. Last we left our heroes, they were in Acrustia, and Woggles got his ass handed to him. Then, Dane Barnett decided to drink some funky cute person juice, and started laughing for an hour. While this was occurring, August Silvergrass decided to talk to Tamros Belden, a paladin of the Lathandrian Church. Then, Augur and Kalesh decided to make their way to the Black Page household, and they burnt it down. What will happen this time? Welcome to the Ring Bear Chronicles.
Welcome back to Role Playing and Role Playing. I don't know why you're still here. My name is Sam Comerford, aka Commies, aka Com Goblin, aka the one fruit gummy that you never eat.
The one in the back of your car.
Yeah. Oh no, actually, I'm actually the teal Scooby Doo snack. So you wouldn't eat that.
Wait, the teal Scooby Doo snack.
That is
slap.
The best one.
What are you talking about?
I know. I was mistaken. I had forgotten about the teal Scooby Doo snack.
The holy snack.
Holy snack.
The holy.
We're back. This is session 10. Holy shit, guys!
Double digits.
Double digits. Woo. That's fucking those aren't, we're not in the rookie numbers no more.
Let's go.
We're getting, yeah.
That's
yeah.
More than my mental age.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's clear. So this episode is gonna be a bit of a doozy. Cause we're literally planning a civil war. Yay! That's gonna be fun, and we're gonna try to keep it not boring, because I know that even though I like history, not everybody does. So we're gonna try to keep this fast and loose, like something that is fast and loose that I will not make an innuendo about.
Me.
let's get right into this episode. So Kalesh and Augur have recently burned down Kalesh's house on purpose. That wasn't an accidental thing. As part of a cathartic moment for Kalesh to overcome his neglectful father. So you two come back, and I'm assuming you guys wake everyone up.
Sure. Right? Yeah. I'll wake people up. I'll make tea with my little portable set.
Okay. Maybe. Yeah, you're making tea. Of course it's delicious. What the fuck am I talking about? Your tea is amazing. And everyone, it's a good, you guys have a good brekkie. It's a good brekkie. It's a nice Acrustian brekkie.
Oh wait, what does an Acrustian brekkie look like? They do. They specifically call them brekkies, not breakfast. We call it breakfast.
Oh,
you get weird stares.
Oh, you betcha! A nice good brekkie, don't you know?
Wait, if it's Acrustian, isn't it only for dwarves? Aren't we gonna get poisoned?
No, you can have the tourist brekkie.
Yeah, yeah, they have tourist menus.
All right, tourist brekkie.
Yeah.
That's just a lot of potatoes.
Yeah, fish sausage, I'm assuming. A lot of starchy shit.
Yeah, fish sausage, hash browns.
It's all semi-delicious. Candied bacon. Oh. Ooh.
Yeah, some candied bacon. Let's get that in there.
I feel like I know this is unpopular, but I like this. I feel like there's some black sausage there that nobody eats. Sam would eat the black sausage because it's great.
And then DM Sam stepped into the actual world, and it's the DM.
It's me. I am there. Hello, this is Sam. Hello, Augur. And then I die because I can't breathe the air on Saint Stara. What's that? It's not oxygen? Boom, that's your twist. The aliens couldn't survive because it was oxygen. There you go. War of the Worlds. Tom Cruise. Bada boom, bada bing.
Okay, what character is this, Sam?
I don't know. I'm fucking I am mentally dissociating like real hard, guys. I'm like yeah.
Let's go. No.
All right, wake up, kids. I have food, I have drink. Come down. Why do I sound Transylvania?
Yeah.
Like, I am a vampire now.
Count Silvergrass.
Okay, I think I got it. Yeah, I'm here and I put a little Swedish wing on it. All right, yeah. Every day I have to spend 5 minutes getting the voice.
One lost limb. yeah, you guys are... You all wake up. Probably some of you are... Some of you probably complain about it more than others, just considering how that works. And how early it is. Kalash is already awake, so he doesn't care. And, y'all just kind of get up. You have your nice brekkie. Who is here? Tamros is here. Tamros is the paladin of the Lanthandrian religion, which I probably just butchered the pronunciation of that, but because I'm the DM, it's canon now, so fuck you. That's how we pronounce it now. Anyways, he's there having a brekkie of his own. And so what is the plan, guys? What's your plan to literally incite civil war, in a developed nation?
Nothing quite smells like civil unrest in the morning.
Oh, delicious.
I say we talk to the leaders of the clans so we can get them to unite under one flag.
It's going to be pretty difficult. I know Alzareth Chain is a very proud person, but more likely Korean Waterhand is more willing to compromise.
Well, then shouldn't he be proud to overthrow this tyrant?
I mean, that's kind of the angle I want to go with. Do you guys think we should split up for this, or hit them one by one?
I say hit them one by one. It probably would, having everyone there.
Question for Sam. Are these people in the city?
I'm gonna go into a little bit of backstory here. History lesson time. So Acrustia was divided into kind of four families, right? You got the Windblades, Firehammers, Earthchain, and Waterhand. Those are the four ancestral families because they had artifacts. That was the way it worked. However, the Windblades had a bit of a genocide against them, so they don't exist anymore. Because Ulfta killed them all. But anyways, the Firehammers took over the Windblade's land, so the Firehammers are by far the most powerful family in all of Acrustia, and they are actively fighting against some of the Earthchain and Waterhand forces in the west and east, which is where their various provinces are. And they're expanding their borders as well, so Roswell's not a fan of that. But in terms of the houses are indeed surrounding Seaforge. They're kind of under house arrest, in a way. Because the way it works is that they're not technically kidnapped, they're not technically, like, political prisoners. But Ulfta does take a very large, like, tithe from them, like a big... She charges a ton of money for them to live here, and she won't let them leave. is essentially kind of the premise for the Earth Chains, Water Hands, and Honey Lamps. Honey Lamps, they're not traditional. They're just a bunch of opportunistic capitalists who've kind of formed under a banner. And they are funding the proxy wars on both borders, so they do not really care what's happening as long as they make money. That is kind of your history lesson. Nobody likes the Firehammer Clan at this point, but they're way too powerful for anyone to really kind of do anything against them, and the secret police are very scary. So that is your, that's the gist. That is the basic gist of what is happening in Acrestia.
Can I make a request?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go for it.
Do we have any, energy drinks?
What? I mean, yeah, Alex can make a health potion, and you guys, and, Trevor has cute person juice. So, I mean,
I was just gonna say that, like, if I'm helping start a civil war, I'm gonna want to get, like, amped up.
With 5-hour energy, you can.
Yeah, drink tea. It's got caffeine.
Bet.
Yeah.
Bet.
Yeah.
I specifically make black tea because it has more caffeine than... Thanks, Allie from Dice Drop, for teaching me information about tea.
Yeah, imagine not knowing anything about tea and basing your entire character around it.
What? I'd never do that. Crazy. Also, I think I got that right. I might have gotten it wrong. Whatever.
I have literally no idea. I do not drink tea. I'm currently drinking, and I always am drinking, Coke Zero. It will be the death of me. We are not sponsored by Coke.
God, I wish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Coke, if you're listening to this, put cocaine back in your formula.
That's just what the Coke energy drink is.
Yeah, no, it's good, shit, man. It's right. Real good. It's real good. And okay, Coke with coffee is repulsive and disgusting, but the coffee-flavored Coke is good. It's weird. I don't know how they did it.
Huh.
Anyways, that was totally like an ad spot for Coca-Cola now that I'm realizing it. Buy Pepsi, I guess. Actually, no. Buy Faygo. Buy some Michigan brands, man.
Faygo Cola.
Werner's, Faygo, man. Fucking Red Pop, Rockin' Rye. That's the shit. Anyways. So yeah, you guys are kind of in this common room. The fighting pit is not being used currently because it's early in the morning. You guys have a nice brekkie and some caffeine. And Tamros is sitting in the booth he usually does sit in, I mean. So you can go talk to him. He's kind of your contact to Roswell. For the families, though, you will have to go to their houses to talk to the respective Jarls.
Did you just call them Jarls instead of Jarls?
I was about to say.
Jarl. It's my world. It's my world, Logan.
It's canon.
It's Jarl.
I'll go over to Tamros. Good morning, old sport.
I would appreciate it if you did not call me that, but good morning, nonetheless.
So you hear anything from Roswell, young sport?
Okay, probably should not have said anything. But I can get you an audience with the Pontifex, remote, mind you. It would be drug-induced, so if you're okay with that, I would be also taking this drug.
Did you say drug-induced?
Is it called Zoom?
Yes, how did you know? It is the Zoom bean. And you all eat the Zoom bean.
Go to Zoom call. And
you suddenly can see each other in these small little windows. It's incredible. God, that hurt my mind. But yes, whenever you are ready to talk to the Pontifex, I can give you all a Zoom bean. You can partake in the Zoom bean, and we can talk to the Pontifex in her most excellent status with the Zoom bean.
Does everyone think we should do that now or later?
I mean, I have no preference. I mean, I feel like we're going to have to... I feel like the Pontifex... I mean, this is Kalesh, by the way. I didn't know I am talking currently. I feel like, personally, if the Pontifex hates these guys so much, I feel like that's going to be the least amount of energy versus these families seem really kind of fickle, if I remember it correctly.
Point. Listen, all I heard was drug-induced. We should do that.
All right, let's do it.
Are we doing that first?
Yeah. Nothing like the smell of drugs and civil unrest in the morning. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I've never tried a Zoom bean before. Ooh.
Neither have I.
You guys... Tamros takes you up to his suite, which is much bigger than your guys's. And he kind of is like, all right, you're going to want to kind of sit, how do they say it, where you're from, crisscross applesauce.
yes, yes.
And you're going to want to swallow the Zoom bean, try not to choke on it, and then kind of close your eyes and wait for the effects to take place. We all need to be physically touching each other in a circle, so just hold each other's hands for the Zoom beans to work.
Question, yes. I only have one hand.
That is awkward.
What do I do about that?
Somebody can touch your stump.
I call the stump.
The arm stump. Please do not touch his penis. You know what? Actually, my eyes will be closed. I don't care. All right.
Ogar, hands might just get a little south.
Woggles becomes Way of the Open Hand real quick.
God.
Yeah, so are you guys all sitting in a little friend circle?
Yes.
Friendship.
Yay, you guys. Is everyone popping the Zoom bean?
Am I able to metabolize the Zoom bean?
Yeah, you are able to metabolize the Zoom bean. Or if you really want...
Guess I can't. Sorry, guys. I'll be over here not...
Yeah, in fact, if you want to, you can guard the room if you'd like. Or you can coat your crystal in the Zoom bean.
I guard the room.
You're guarding the room? Okay. You guard the room with your massive and imposing 7 foot.
How many doors are there?
There's just one. There's a window too, but
what floor are we on?
You're on the second floor.
I would like to also guard the room with Trevor.
Okay. All right, who's taking window, who's taking door? I need to know this, guys.
Does the door swing into or out of the room? I should take window.
The door swings outward. I mean, are we talking a fire hazard here?
That is an awful room.
Of course not.
Doors are supposed to swing into.
What? No, if you're trying to get out of a room, it swings outward.
Yeah, but if it's a private room, you don't want the hinges able to be taken apart by someone on the outside. So is this like a private room that would be locked with hinges on the inside, or is this a very public...
Usually hotel rooms open on the inside.
Fine, you know what? It opens on the inside. Fuck all of you. All
right, then I sit against the door.
Yeah, fuck me, Sam.
Oh? Yeah? we're talking about your stump, huh?
Oh, no.
Oh, new definition to fisting.
Oh, God, no!
Stumping! No!
No!
Why?
Oh, icky.
Guys, I'm sorry. I'm not apologizing to you guys. You guys deserve it. I'm apologizing to the audience.
Yes, we are. No, we're not sorry. That was funny as fuck. Yeah, if you're still here, if you're listening to the podcast, you should expect this kind of shit by now. Anyways, I lost my train of thought.
We're doing drugs.
You're doing
drugs. Wait, guys, everyone look around. Maybe we can find it.
Yeah, so you guys are doing drugs. How amazing. And so who, okay, I need to know specifically, Andromeda and Trevor are not taking the Zoom bean, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Wonderful. So you guys are staked out. I'm going to need perception checks from both of you.
Are you sure it's perception?
You ain't investigating the street, give me perception.
Oh boy, this was a mistake.
There's that 7 wisdom coming in.
What dice do I want to use? Okay.
Dice.
Guys, I did super good, actually.
Oh, what'd you get?
8.
Hey.
Okay.
You don't see anything of any note. What we got, Trevor Orr?
Three.
Okay.
Total. God damn.
Why is the door see-through? Like.
Well, I mean, you don't see anything. You don't hear anything through the door that would sound suspicious.
Oh, good, good.
Good. Yay!
Oh,
no. you guys are fine. You guys are perfectly fine. So. Y'all are vibing. Y'all pop the Zoom bean.
God.
And you feel yourself kind of recede into your own mind as your eyesight kind of becomes a square. And soon you see your own name on a black background written in white lettering.
Oh god.
And you suddenly you see that there are five squares, one for each of you. And you see a sixth square pop in, and it does a little chime. And then it, the writing goes away as you see the visage of a woman sitting on a throne, adorned in what looks to be very powerful clerical robes. And your guys' face then pop up, and you can see your own faces. It's very odd.
Yo, I've never done something this trippy.
Woggles has a cat filter on him.
Judge, I'm not a cat.
Guys, my face. What's wrong?
Yep. Oh no, you're having a bad trip. Oh no.
Oh.
No, breathe. You need to breathe.
We do a little trolling.
If you don't breathe, you'll become a potato.
what?
Hey guys.
Yes.
Do you guys feel like you're being like controlled right now? Like, we're not making our own decisions based on our own thoughts. Like, we're being controlled by outside forces.
Dane, I can't hear you. You're muted.
Dane, I can't hear you, buddy.
You're muted.
You gotta press the little button with the red microphone on it.
Oh, shit. Sorry. should I turn my video on, too?
yeah, it's weird staring at just your name. I don't know how I don't even know how we even knew you were saying anything if you were muted and your video was off.
Just instinct.
Yeah, we just wait. Dane is saying something profound.
yeah, it doesn't come by you that guys, often.
you guys see that this person in clerical robe says. Hello, you must be the people that I've been put in contact with by Tamros. My name is Pontifex Mercia. It is a pleasure to be of your acquaintance.
It's a pleasure to meet yours.
Are you a cat?
I think. I don't know.
he's not a cat.
Cat identity crisis.
Cat.
No.
Well, you just... Ident kitty crisis?
Oh, that's a reach. Get out of here. Get out of here. Hello, your ladyship, queenship. Yes.
I am not a queen.
Yes, pontifex.
Simply the mouthpiece for Lathander in this world.
Ogre gags on it. Like, not, he doesn't do it, but he just internally.
I'm still trying to figure out how to unmute myself.
Are you trying to speak? Do you have something to say? Just type it in the chat. Type it in the chat. We oh, can't hear you. We He's can't lagging. Hear you right now. Okay. Let us get right down into the business at hand. You have all decided to oppose the evil and nefarious leader of Acrustia, Ulf de Firehammer, and I am wondering what your plan may be for that and how we can possibly assist.
Well, at the present moment, after this, we're going to go talk to some of the other more powerful clans around, such as the Earth Chains, the Water Hands, and unfortunately, the Honey Lamps.
to try and garner some support, and once we get as much as we can get, I'm thinking, I don't know, stealthy ransack. Maybe throw a few distractions into the street.
So you would be using a revolution of sorts as cover, I'm assuming, yes?
I mean, the revolution is a genuine revolution, but the battles help when you're trying to cut off the head of the snake. When you're poking the body, it gets distracted.
Are you actually a Crustian?
Yeah.
Ah. I was wondering, the accent is pretty thick.
Only on Thursdays.
We have plenty of agents within Acrustia, specifically Seaforge, that we can employ to assist you in both diplomatic and war efforts. What is it that you need?
An army.
We can't do that. That would be... We're trying to keep this on the DL, as it were.
An elite squadron.
Well, if we're keeping it on the DL, how about a coordinated assassination of secret police leaders?
That would be pretty cool.
That we could probably do. We have multiple clerics and paladins, some of them of trickery domain. We can most likely get that done and dispatch the secret police heads. Are you planning on contacting the all three other families, I'm assuming?
That is the idea, but I'm not sure if we will succeed. My only worry is that if we talk to the Honey Lamps and reveal too much information, they might sell it to the Firehammers and hinder our position.
I see.
We should blackmail them.
I feel with them, either blackmailing or a higher price is going to get them in your favor.
Well, in terms of money, we have no money.
God damn it!
Nicodemus forgot to pay us.
Yeah, that is fact.
Nicodemus? Who is this Nicodemus you speak of?
Oh, he's a big bronze dragonborn guy from Iskarnan in Nieveden for the Ringbearers Guild. He's the guild leader there.
Pretty cool guy, personal friend.
Wait a minute. The Nicodemus?
Yeah, he was an adventurer at some point, so I guess he's well known. Yes,
he's him. He's in a backwater town as a guild? That is very
okay,
sad.
Iskarnan is not a backwater town, okay?
Well, I do live in a capital city, to be fair. Anyways, I do not mean to offend you. I merely want to show my support and the support of my people and our collective religion in your deposing of Ulf the Firehammer.
Oh, did we tell you that she's a vampire?
She's what?
Oh yeah, she's a vampire.
That is why we are trying to kill her.
Well, I mean, one of the reasons.
One of, yeah. I mean, she's kind of a terrible person.
Y'all, okay, the audience can't see this, but Sean is literally using the Discord chat to emulate a Zoom call right now, and it is such a good commitment to a bit. Oh my god. Well, that is disturbing, and I can most definitely drum up more support among my covert followers. Don't you do it. Don't you
us.
Say it.
Us.
No! She dies. we... I
Pontifex
suppose we've
the
reached...
Imposter.
I... Oh, fuck you. I suppose we've reached an agreement. Would you, is there anything else you need from us?
You guys have any ideas?
Nicodemus forgot to pay us. You got some money?
We are a religion. We do not have much in terms of money. We are willing to give away, as
yeah.
are probably aware.
That's the bottom line.
Wait, you mean you don't extort the people in your religion for all their money?
You didn't hear me correctly. We do not have money to give away. Are you hearing me, see? And it's not that we hate our people, it's that we want very nice churches. So, it's the quality of worship. Anyways, is that all you need?
I believe so. Just say, when should we plan for the united assassination of secret police peoples? Like, should we have like a specific time for that? A specific thing? Just gotta hash out that detail.
You simply tell Tamros and he will be in contact with me.
Alright, cool beans.
Alright, well, it has been an honor meeting all of you. May Lathander light your path. And then you get like a little boo-loo as she leaves the chat.
And then it's just you guys awkwardly in the same call.
Guys, how long does this fucking pill last? Are we just stuck here?
Wait, I see a little red end button at the bottom right.
Oh, shit.
I would press here. I'm the meeting host. Let me just then the Zoom call cuts out.
And... Oh my god. Oh my god, we're back. Am I a cat? Am I a cat, guys? Am I a cat?
No, you're not a
yes.
cat.
Yes,
you're not a cat, man.
Yes, you are
you
a cat.
You look like
stop gaslighting
him. Oh my god, I'm a fucking cat.
You're a very cute and cuddly cat, though. I will give you little chin scratches.
Oh, that feels really... Oh, yeah, right there. Oh, yeah. That this sounded really weird.
No,
oh my god! I am so sorry!
That was whack.
Oh my god. Hey, I'm leaving that moment of silence in there. That was perfect. Oh, it took a minute just to... Okay. So, yeah. You guys have recruited the clandestine order of Lathanderian priests, I guess, to your cause. Yay! They will try to assassinate the secret police heads.
Yay.
Yay. So you guys have three families left to talk to. Wow, you are burping up a storm, Mike.
Sorry.
Don't apologize.
Damn, stealing my thunder. I have one job here. What am I supposed to do if you're doing all the burping?
Maybe I'm just trying to make your burps improve by creating a counter market.
Oh, so now my burps are bad.
So nope. This is burp capitalism?
I mean, really, maybe it's...
Did I ever say your burps were bad? Did I ever say your burps were bad? Or maybe I can see the potential in your burps, and I want to drive you to the best you can be.
I feel like I'm Reddit.
This
Reddit.
Sounds fake, but okay.
Okay. Okay, are we done with the burps? We done with the burps?
Never.
I got one question for Woggles and Olgar.
There we go.
Got any grapes? Ignore me.
Oh my god.
No, only lemonade.
How did you guys unmute yourself? I could never
figure it out.
Dog,
it asked me... Wait, it asked me on the way in, do I want to mute myself or unmute? And I just chose unmute.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Oh, wait, did you remember to... sometimes it doesn't pop up. Did you remember to connect to the audio?
Oh, no, I don't think I did, because I don't think I have a microphone
on. I don't think you had a microphone. I don't think you had a microphone. That was the issue.
Yeah, that's tragic.
Yeah.
Also, your connection was a little weird. I don't know if anyone else noticed that, but I think that was something that was going on.
Yeah. You should really go restart your router.
Yeah, I can't afford a router. My I'm power off of like a man in the basement pumping water up and down to generate electricity.
Okay.
So I don't think I can afford a router, and I don't think my water will run that fast.
Yes, but you can afford to pay someone per hour to pump water for you.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Pennies a day.
For just pennies a day, you could fund the man in my basement.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Oh wow. I can see that as an ad at like 1 a.m. on Adult Swim.
That was great.
Oh my god. To reiterate, you guys have enlisted the help of Secret Roswell friends. Yay!
We did it!
You did it!
Hooray. Let's go get drunk and celebrate.
Wait, no, we have like three more to do.
Aw, man.
But then we'll get like three times as drunk, so
on top. Fuck yeah.
Alright, yeah. I think first we should do the water hands, because they're the most likely to go on with what we do. And then probably the earth chains, and then we should probably find the way to blackmail the fuck out of the honey lamps.
Alright. So, I mean, Augur and Kalesh, with your knowledge combined, you know where the shit is in the city. And the water hands are located a little outside of town, and their kind of house... we're talking like a family house here, not like a little house. It's like a hall, right? Like a mead hall. We're talking like Beowulf kind of shit here.
Like Jarl of Asker.
Like in Skyrim. and so you guys make your way over there. Is everyone going? Hall gang?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never split the party.
Whole gang, very smart. Oh my god.
Oh my, what is happening with
you? That was a solid 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10.
Audrey has possessed us all and is going to kill us by expelling gases through our body.
Slowly spreading her power throughout the party.
Yes, soon. And soon the burst will become contagious and you, the listener, will begin to burp. Oh my goodness. It's all part of our plan. Anyways, I will now describe the Hall of the Water Hands. So, the Hall of the Water Hands is built over a river, and the flowing water below can be seen through intricately carved glass floors. And motifs of open palms adorn the marble walls of the building, and the hall itself is lit by bioluminescent mushrooms. And as you guys are escorted in, an elderly dwarf person sits on the throne, eyeing you with a look of trepidation and insight. This is obviously Kryn Waterhand.
I'm gonna walk down, I'm gonna take a knee, and then I realize no one else takes a knee, and then I have a moment where I have to decide if I wanna be a dad and make them all take a knee or just get up. And then roll. I get up.
Oh, I'm about to have you roll insight.
No, I want to roll insight. That sounds fun.
Okay.
That is a 11. Also, isn't this the first roll today?
I think it is.
I rolled for perception.
Oh, no. We have perception.
You're right. We have perception checks.
And you know enough about house culture. You are a general for the Windblades. So you don't need to bow to Jarls. You just need to address them. In the correct way.
The correct way you will do right now.
What's up?
What's up? God, that has to be canon.
What's up?
Fuck my life. Welcome to our hall. Who is it that you are?
I am Woggles, the Indomitable.
Okay, you cannot all be talking at one time, please. Somebody, like, just, I need a representative for your group.
Hi, I'm Olgar Silvergrass.
Okay, this one, I remember you. You were that Windblade General, weren't you?
Sure. That's one way to put it.
Potato Knight, that is it. That was your title.
God, I hate that.
Your boyfriend.
Anyways. How can I help you, Augur Silvergrass and friends?
We're actually called the Bucket Fillers?
I do not care.
Augur and not care pals. At all.
I mean, oh, God. You didn't have to refer to us as and friends. We have names. Wait.
Guys, he's King Boomy.
Oh my God.
Ooh, never mind. Sorry. I look around. Are there any secret police?
Go ahead. Everyone can give me a perception check or insight to check the fucking vibe.
Ooh, spicy.
I just did an 18 for vibe check.
8.
Vibe check would be insight.
Yeah, that's what I did. Okay. I also just spilled coffee on my
14
computer.
On insight.
Oh, okay.
12 on the vibe check.
12 on the vibe check. All right. What'd you get, Audrey? I heard you faintly.
Spicy, because of my roll. It's a big fat 6.
Okay. Andy, you don't really know much about Crustian stuff, and that's okay. That's always been Augur's wheelhouse, so you're just kind of going with the flow. Who got really high on insight? I know Trevor did.
I got 18.
Right? 18? Trevor, you notice that the guards here have a blue kind of, like, kind of crusader's smock kind of deal, you know, that goes over their armor. I'm not sure what that's called. Anyways, it's blue with a white hand on it. So these guys are clearly Waterhand troops. And you don't see any Firehand sigils anywhere. You don't see any sign of them. And from the vibe here, this feels like... It's tense, but it's not like... It's not like they're defusing a bomb or anything. It's like...
Very formal.
It's like
tense.
Visiting someone in jail, kind of. That's kind of the vibe you get from being here.
Okay.
So Kryn kind of looks down at you, Augur, and they say, "So, bucket filler Augur, why are you here?"
Okay, so real quick, Ulf the Firehammer, you know her, she's kind of the worst. She's a vampire, fun fact for you.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh, yeah. Why do you think she's killing so many people and been so good at it? Yeah.
She doesn't come out much now that I am thinking about it, to be honest. She does not come out.
Yeah. She also has a horrible complexion, which was, I wouldn't normally say about the person, because it's, kind of rude, but also, like, she's a vampire, so it's fair.
Yeah, very, very pale, very pale.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so you are here because of the woman who cut off your hand? Revenge?
No. I mean, partly we are here to kill her. My more priority is to liberate my homeland from a dictator.
Well, to be entirely fair, Augur, we have lived under the rule of dictators for centuries. You were a part of that system, if I remember correctly.
I mean, then you weren't?
Oh, don't get me wrong. We're all a part of it. You just did the dirty work, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I agree, but there is a balance. There has always been the four houses, and the four houses would shift from time to time. However, one of which has been eradicated, and two more are being in the process of being eradicated.
So does that make you the last Windblade?
If you want to put it that way, but I think that ship has sailed. I think that the old ways have died with the Windblade clan, and it's time to start something new.
And what exactly do you propose in all of your wisdom, Augur?
I mean, I don't think it should be up to me what the political system we end up doing. I just want to get the ball rolling, as to say. But
So you're here to incite chaos, overthrow a government that is currently presuming some sort of order, throw everything into chaos and war, as you know our people are very fond of, perhaps spill more blood than has been by the Firehammer clan in the past 2 years, and then you have no plan after that, at all.
I've been reading up on this thing called democracy. yeah, I know, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Democracy.
Why not have the clans come together and unite under one flag and have representatives from each clan go and, I don't know, something like a congress can...
That's even more ridiculous than democracy.
Young bald fellow with glasses. We had...
Actually, they're called the Woggles Goggles, but keep
okay.
Going.
Okay, Goggles. We had something of a council of sorts in the old days. Long, long time ago. But that is ancient history, and nobody cares.
History repeats itself.
Oh, so often it does. I am well aware. And if we are not careful, the history of the Windblade Clan will happen to the Waterhands. And I am not looking forward to dying to the Windblade being held by somebody else.
Wait, what?
Oh, did you not know? Ulfa has the Windblade.
Fuck!
Oh. This complicates things.
I mean, that makes sense, but that's annoying. I thought no one found it.
No one found it.
I whisper over you're to right, Ogar, this probably makes things easier. We just gotta kill her and then get it, and then we don't gotta find it.
I mean, yeah, but also that means she has, like, two extremely powerful magic items to use. And she's on fire.
You need to speak up. My hearing is gone. I'm very old.
I said she has two powerful magic items to use. And is also a vampire, so it's a lot.
Why are you here? What are you trying to get from the Waterhands? That is my question.
Support. We currently have agents in the city ready to assassinate secret police whenever we have the go-ahead, and we want to see what side of this conflict you want to be on. It is going to happen regardless. But I want to see if you are willing to take a chance and build something new, or continue to live in a prison of your own design.
Sire.
You could just call me Kryn, that's fine.
Kryn, do you want to keep the world how it is?
Listen, this world, corrupt and wild and disturbing as it may be, has allowed my people to remain relatively safe. The war on the Western Front, where my people are, has not been nearly as bloody as the one with the Earth Hands. Earth Chain, my bad. I do not want to lose that security, and I know a revolution will kill many more of mine than servitude. So you are essentially asking me to not only sacrifice my life, because when this goes down, they will immediately suspect that I'm behind it, but you are also asking me to sacrifice many, many of my people to a force that is nationwide.
Why don't you let your people decide?
Do you really think that's how we get things done here, boy?
Why not let the people decide if they want to lay down their life? If they want to lay down their life, who are you to stop them?
Make a persuasion check, Woggles.
Okay. Persuasion. Let's see. I have terrible charisma. I have a +2 to persuasion. All right. That's going to be 3 total, meaning I got a nat 1.
Oh, no. Is anyone going to help him?
Yes, someone please help me.
I feel like Augur, I'll definitely help him. Yeah, I feel like Augur has been helping you. I will allow you to roll an advantage, because I don't want you to just end that on a natural 1, because that is a good point.
All right. Now, okay, this isn't good. Did I say +2 or +3?
+2.
+2, it's 8.
8? Okay, well, that's not amazing. Somebody... Wait, one of you, guard, come here. And a guard kind of walks up. Do you want to lay down your life for this family, possibly for a bloody war that might not benefit you or your family, and in fact might destroy everything that this country stands for? And the guard is just kind of like stunned for a second. Like they don't really know what to say. What's that?
I yelled, say yes.
I,
Wait. Hold on. Is there... I feel like... Can I charm him to control what he says?
Oh, shit. Do you have charm spells?
I have Crown of Madness.
Well, that is not a charm, buddy.
No.
That is not something you want to do right now.
Okay.
He will start attacking everyone near him. That is not something.
Or maybe we do want that, because then we'll have to slay him, and maybe the next guy will be better.
Yeah. Does Kryn have any kids?
Does Kryn have any kids? Kryn. They have adopted kids. They don't have actual.
Makes sense.
Children of their own. But
happens.
So what are you guys doing?
Can we cast the madness spell?
Are you guys actually going? Does anyone have any actual charm spells? Because that is a good idea.
Casting. No, that's like an arcane based stuff. If anyone had it, it might be
I
handy.
I didn't take
but
it.
Yeah, her spells are very limited.
Okay, are you casting?
What if we try to seduce them?
Oh,
right now, right,
yes.
Right here, right now.
All
this
of us,
right
here.
I'm giving
we get
I,
everyone
okay.
involved.
He's about to say something. I'm giving you literally 10 seconds to come up with a course of action. 10, 9.
Seductive
8.
Dance.
You stand up and do a seductive performance.
Wait,
check.
wait. He might be asexual.
What?
No.
Okay.
Can I make an insight check? Can I get an insight check
6.
to get their sexuality?
Oh my god. Yeah, it's gonna be a disadvantage.
Wait, can Woggles do it? Woggles is great at insight.
No, you've
Damn.
Done enough.
9.
Damn. 9, you've got no fucking clue which way this guy leans. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah,
please have mercy on us. This country, it is dying. Alfta Firehammer is running it into the ground, and those who are complacent with suffering are worse than those who, what's the word? Do the suffering. Yeah.
It was almost so good. That was almost a really good speech.
It's got that Woggles flair on it.
I am being very lenient here. Woggles, roll a persuasion check for this guard.
Okay, persuasion +2. Let's fucking go. Dirty 20.
You motherfucker.
Yes, sir. That's me.
The guard looks directly into the eyes of Kryn Waterhand and says, "Oh, well, I do believe I'm a little scared, don't you know? It's gonna be a tough while. It's gonna be a tough while for all of us. But I am sick and tired of living under the rule of this iron fist, this actual vampire, sucking the blood and energy out of our children and industry. I don't want to be a Waterhand. I want to be an Acrustian. I want to be Kellig Ironspear. I want to live for my own family and not this system you've created for all of us." And he kind of throws down his spear.
"For Acrustia!"
You're doing this, buddy. I need to just let me
okay,
kind of process.
Okay, you got it. My bad. I misread the moment. You're right.
Insubordination, to be sure. But it does prove your point. You have our support.
Woo!
However.
Thank you graciously.
Oh, cut the shit. However, if I see that the aftermath of this leaves Acrustia in worse shape than it was, I will spend every last cent I have to send assassins and killers after the lot of you for ruining my nation.
That works.
Okay,
that's
good.
Fair.
All right, now get out of here.
Would you like a tea sampler?
Oh, I would love a tea sampler.
Hey, whatever happened to the tea makers? I haven't seen any stuff for them around here.
Oh, they were run out by, Ulfda's been getting into making tea of late and doesn't want any competition.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, it's very petty, I know.
I'm gonna show her some tea. Let's go fucking do this.
Hey Pterodactyl crew, this is Sam, your Dungeon Master, and I love dice. They allow me to see the strands of fate itself with their little numbers. And that's why I'm here to talk about Only Crits. Only Crits dice are not only beautiful, but they're also very high quality for a low price. For example, their Prism Onyx set is just a sight to behold, and their weight in your hands adds to the gravitas of any role-playing game. Or consider their huge dice sets for when you just want to assert your dominance at the table. But it doesn't stop there, because Only Crits also sells dice accessories and trays, as well as some amazing pre-made modules for you and your friends to play. What's even better is that you can get these dice even cheaper with our promo code BUCKET. Again, that's promo code BUCKET, as in what Trevor uses as a head. So next time you buy dice, and if you're listening to a Dungeons & Dragons podcast, I know you're going to buy some more dice, buy from Only Crits with promo code BUCKET.